Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, David Schuster. David had our updates there in the final hour. Kevin Zipak had them before that. Thank you to our guest today, Jeff Passan from Yahoo Sports. And Eloy Jimenez. Just spoke with Eloy Jimenez, White Sox prospect. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Great job, guys. Ray Diaz does fine work. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow, Barry Rosner will be back with me, and Joe Madden will be on the show at noon. We'll also do three technique, three stories, three quick hits at 10 o'clock. Now it is time for transition with the afternoon show, and here they both are, Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. What's up, men?
What's happening, Joe?
Hello.
Hey.
Good weekend, I hope, for everybody out there, and you two especially.
Man, it was beautiful.
Yeah, every
there.
Weekend is better than the last, seems like.
It really is.
So far this summer.
I imagine that's going to change at some point. I hope it's not anytime real soon.
Never in life,
man. It's good for us. We made the switch. The daughter came back from the Northwoods. The son went away to the Northwoods, so we had our one-month flip of the children. So that will... That was
the flipping of the children.
So they get to be away from each other for 2 months, and we get...
What are the metrics on that? How's that trade work out in the Bernstein
house? Did you trade prospects for a more established child?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's part of it. I think it's just different headaches.
Mm.
You know, it's just how you manage everything.
So there's no positive in the deal for you?
I think it's a wash.
No,
positive will be when they both go 8 weeks.
There was a graduation party yesterday for my girlfriend's daughter, and I was happy to help and be, you know, a supportive boyfriend, help make everything work. And I have to applaud the catering choice because they got Chipotle for 60 people. It was awesome.
Just, I've still never been.
Oh my God. It's so, like, to have it all there set
very
up at the party, it's crazy convenient, and you could, like, you're completely in charge of your own. Like, if you ever gone into Chipotle, Jay Zawoski's like high fiving the air right now.
Shout out to Chipotle, but like you being a big shooter that you are, I thought maybe that you'd slam down
some dollars,
some authentic, you know, super Mexican for $60. $60 might be a little bit cheap.
How dare you besmirch Chipotle, my friend?
Chipotle's good.
It was good, but it's just like
it's convenient
having all the rice there and having everything there, and it's like. You know, it's just exciting to choose the proportions myself.
Oh, you know, so you have to reach over the glass or touch the glass.
Right,
that glass is becoming like Trump's wall. Like it started out just a little sheet of glass, and then it turned into
a Mexican-esque restaurant.
Well, they had kind of
thanks
an,
again, by
had
the way,
an issue.
Thanks again, by the way, to Taco Bell for sponsoring the 11 o'clock hour.
Oh, thanks for bringing that back.
You can eat both.
Yeah, you can.
You can just go down the street in any food desert and just stop at everything
but
you want to stop at.
Like a place, I could do that.
A place like that, that you know, they decide the proportions, and you're like, no, more of that. No, less of that. More of that. The opportunity to do it yourself.
I used to, we used to kind of grade our interns by the Chipotle order, if they messed it up or not. And guys would come back with lettuce on my bowl, and I'd tell them that they don't have to come back.
Do the Brendan McCaffrey and throw it at him?
No, he's never thrown anything at anybody. He threw a burger at a wall.
It's stuck on the wall, right?
Yeah, because it was cheese on it. He doesn't have cheese.
Oh, how dare you, cheese, well, be here.
If he's got issues with it, yeah. You obviously don't want it in your system.
Did it
Larry Himes throwing sandwiches at his secretary kind of thing?
Really?
I don't know that story.
Yeah, he threw a sandwich at his secretary.
Back in the days when you could smoke in the office and throw sandwiches at people. There's a lot of throwing things at this station over the years.
Carts?
Never really understood it. I'll never forget the time I played I played Madden for the first time with Maddie when we first started working together. And we were in Lyle.
During the show?
No. We were in Lyle.
Nobody would blame you.
We went back to his condo. It was before we was going to go drink over at the lodge. And we're playing. And it's like the greatest Madden game that I've ever been a part of. It was like 57 to 56. And I think he had Michael Vick, too. I think he had the Falcons. And he just takes his control after I beat him and just launches it. And he's got a brick. you know, backsplash. So he just launches in and it bounces off. He's like, all right, buddy, you ready to go? I'm like, I'm sitting there like, because I didn't grow up in a household where you can outwardly express yourself like that in terms of throwing things, you know, especially things that people paid money for. So I was like, dude, what are you? Your controller is smashed into 20 pieces.
It did smash into pieces.
Well, I mean, it was. You heard the breaking sound, and I was like, "Oh, okay, that's how you get down." Mm. You know, I've never been a part of that situation where I felt like throwing something at someone, except for when we did the Chuck Wasserstrom interview.
That was awesome.
And I threw something, and I was done after that. That's a lot. I think that's like one or two or three times.
That was odd. I heard that Chuck Wasserstrom had written the blog about Sammy Sosa. He got to interview Sammy, and then he claimed
he didn't know anything about anything.
I didn't want to talk about it.
Every question Burns he asked, it was as if he was a Secret Service agent.
I don't know about that question. There's so many things in that question. Like, that's awfully long. I'm not sure how I can answer that.
There's no reason for you to be on the air anymore.
Yeah, he was just there for the entire thing.
Right.
The entire episode.
And then you're writing about it on top of like,
I mean, he
you
could
want
tell
people
he,
to know things.
He could give you chapter and verse on how they covered up the whole cork bat thing, because I know the people who were there and played a big role in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They covered it up. They got the call from Milwaukee from Bud's office saying, we're going to be there in about an hour and 20 minutes, so make sure you have everything there for us. That's an hour and 20. You have an hour and 20 minutes.
All the evidence.
We'll be there in an hour and 20 minutes, just so you didn't hear us. An hour and 20 minutes.
Gave them plenty of time to cover it up.
Yeah.
So you didn't even have to send Jason Grimsley through the...
the ductwork.
Right? Through the ductwork to go to the umpire's office.
They got rid of everything.
Wow.
Of course.
So as much as I adore Wilson Contreras, I've nothing against a player feeling the way he feels. You know, he is entitled to his feelings, but it's a pretty strong declaration to plant your flag right there and say, that's it. We have flipped the switch. We are back. I'm much more with the Chris Bryant response of, I don't know. Let's just play these games.
Let's see if somebody can not give up six runs in the first inning of the next game.
Momentum is tomorrow's starting pitcher.
He's just doing everything that I won't say we, but everything that a lot of broadcasters and a lot of fans have been doing for the first 89, 90 games of the season. Like, all right, this feels like it. Mm-hmm. All right, now this feels like it.
He's also trying to just be himself. Like, he really sees himself. Where's the quote? I wrote it down. I feel like I'm the heart of the team, said Wilson Contreras. I'm behind the plate. I want to play with my energy, no matter if I hit or not. I think we need that energy for the second half. It's going to be there. He's trying to be that guy. And good on him for trying to be that guy, because you know what? He's also a badass. He's hitting like crazy.
Got hit in the newts.
Yeah, he did. That was somebody's got to be that guy.
Why can't you say on the radio, what's wrong with saying, I think the ball hit him in the testicles? Is it completely anathema? Like, no one would say it.
JD said he got hit in the family jewels.
And he did.
They started, family jewels. They started joking about a security company sponsor should sponsor that every time somebody gets hit.
Lovely. Because I was listening to the radio call, and they're treading so carefully.
Well, baseball's still old school enough that they think that, you know, 7-year-olds are listening at all times.
Yes, but 7-year-olds know what testicles are. It's a part of the body.
They do.
Maybe not so much anymore at that point.
I knew when I was two.
Right. And everybody knows
that something else to play with down there.
It hurts to get hit in them. It's okay. You can say. You don't have to say, well, it looks like that got him good.
You want Pat to paint a picture for you? purple marks on the undercarriage.
Describe what you see.
The testicles hanging low. The older you get, Ron, the lower they hang.
Like my friend Saul at the gym.
Hey, sparks fly up from his. The tutu.
I know, partner. That's why I place it on my pillow. I got a special my pillow just for them.
My pillow. You got to get that A in there at the end. Right? And there ain't no OW
How about what happened today in Carolina?
Yeah, you know.
The fallout and what's going on right now with the Dave Gettleman situation with the Carolina Panthers, this is as late, I think I saw something today, this is as late as a team has fired its general manager in over 30 years.
Wow. And you say D'Angelo... D'Angelo Williams with the tweet, and that was some of the whispers that the owner, like, he's made every like fan favorite pissed off.
Thomas Davis alienated his talent.
Thomas Davis got pissed off. Steve Smith
sent the rights to Josh Norman.
Yeah, Josh Norman, Steve Smith, Thomas Davis, and D'Angelo Williams.
And it's crazy too, because I don't think there's a team in the NFL who asks more of its quarterback than they do with him. and Cam Newton, and the guy just hasn't drafted well on the offensive line. And, you know, it comes to a point where I just want to know, like, the blow-up that happens the night before you choose to let your general manager go on July 16th, July 17th. It's ridiculous. Right before training camp at that. You have to have he's got his ready list. Like, he knows when people get hurt, this is what he feels, and now all of a sudden you got to scramble and throw somebody in the mix.
It's an uncomfortable time, for sure.
I mean,
it's happened after the draft more than once.
Yeah.
But this
and
is...
And then you're like, why would they let that person draft?
Yeah, I mean, the Bears knew Mark Hatley was leaving. They knew he was going, and yet they let him draft that class.
The Cubs did it with Jim Hendry. He was fired, and then he didn't leave until August.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. So there's a lot going on.
You know,
today.
I wonder how much is D'Angelo Williams, because he publicly says that I'm not going to go back there, right? And it's like, why doesn't he want to come back here, Dave? Why wouldn't a guy like that, who we loved and is great in the community, et cetera, why wouldn't he want to come back here? Maybe, you know. Then
but if you're an agent, why would you want your client to say that at all? Because even if it's true.
Very public this offseason for some reason about the teams that he will and won't go to, as if he's not a running back. And a 30-year-old plus running back
right.
at that. So.
As if he's not expendable.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on. Some little odds and ends from the weekend as well. Some very interesting pieces that were written. The Mike Tirico thing is just fascinating to me on so many levels. I don't know if you guys.
Barry brought it up.
Yeah, but how he. I didn't read it entirely, but he feels he's more Italian than he is black. Is that what it comes down to?
He does not own any of his blackness. He identifies as an Italian American, and it's the piece is absolutely just like I said, fascinating because there are a lot of people in many different industries who, for whatever reason, ascribe to the level of non-blackness that Mike Tirico has ascribed to, and it's a lot of people are commenting on it on in social media, and just some weird commentary that I've seen over the last couple of days about it as well. So, you know, harkens back to the OJ documentary that was just on, was last year, at the end of last year, beginning of this year.
He was white until he needed to be black?
Yeah.
Getting out of jail this week.
Well, what do you say? I'm not black, I'm OJ.
Yeah, I'm not black, I'm OJ. And everybody was like, okay, we'll see.
He's getting out this week.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Did you read the R. Kelly story?
Yeah.
By Jim DeRogatis?
You know, that as well.
That's about a year worth of work, too.
Wow.
Not only is it years worth of work, but Jim DeRogatis, you know, I used to produce Sound Opinions, and Jim has been on that, like, covering R. Kelly for 20 years.
Dog on a bone with that. He's not let go of the R. Kelly thing when a lot of people have.
And that guy, he had a brick thrown through his window 20 years ago, or 15 years ago, whatever it was, saying, like, leave us the F alone. And also, he got, like, a VHS tape slipped under the door. I mean, all this stuff has now been public. But, like, at some genuine danger to himself, DeRogatis has been on that story forever. And that stuff I read today was just horrific.
It's awful.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Could you imagine, and a lot of people have made this point, but could you imagine where the story might be if these were white girls? Could you imagine?
What do you mean, where it might be?
No, exactly what I mean. It's that most people just say, oh, it's black girls? All right, America yawns.
I'm surprised that R. Kelly is still living, to be honest with you.
Right? You mess with enough young women like that, somebody's daddy is going to come by or somebody.
He's pretty well protected.
I don't give a damn who you're protected by. All it takes is one. There's a lot of people who've been protected. Reading a little bit of that, absolutely disgusting. Yeah. Absolutely disgusting. And you know, the music, actually, they were joking about it this morning. I was listening to Sway Calloway's show this morning, and they were joking about how, like, he's always called himself the Pied Piper of music, and this entire thing about being a cult and it's pseudo pimping. It's just
gross. It's like he found a way to kind of institutionalize it into his life after he got after it was
how about
criminal.
How about the people who are helping him out?
Yep.
I mean, it's not a one man
houses.
Operation.
I mean, we're talking about multiple locations.
There's moms and dads who know what's happening.
Who are complicit? Who have pretty much given their children over to a man who is known as a predator.
Yeah.
Better than me, because we would have to get some lawyer money together, because certain things just can't ride. That dude, I still don't. This has been going on since the 90s, and I have no idea. I actually have known two of the women that he's interacted with, too.
Wow.
So hear some of their stories? Nah, man.
Just horrific.
Better than me.
All right, man. What's on the show? Stuff? Things?
Yeah, we're going to talk a little Braves-Cubs with my man Grant McCauley from 92.9 The Game down there in Atlanta. Some other things as well.
Len Casper is going to join us. We're going to do In Other News. We're going to do It's On. We will recap the weekend, and we'll see if the Cubs can get this escape velocity to get away from the gravitational pull of 500. The
Orioles are trash, because, boy.
Yes, they are.
But I didn't know they were that bad.
Not offensively, though. I mean, that's why Quintana, that was a real deal.
They score five, but they give up nine.
Yeah.
Like, Ubaldo Jimenez is still pitching.
Kind of.
like that is.
He might as well have been saying, change up.
That was,
I mean,
nasty.
They were jumping on that change up as if he was tipping it. I don't know if he's grabbing his glove too long or what he's doing, but they weren't fooled at all.
All right, man. Have a good show.
All right, brother.
Thanks, man. Speaks and Rosner back with you tomorrow morning at 9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.